Hello, my name is Ken Pantel, candidate for governor with the Green Party of Minnesota, and the Green Party will be on the ballot for the first time ever in the state of Minnesota's history, and people can celebrate a chance to create a new major party. If we get 5% of the vote, plus one vote in every county, the Green Party will establish a new base of politics in Minnesota for a sound, stable economy and sound, sustainable resource base. The Green Party started in 1994. We ran a gentleman in Legislative District 62A, Cam Gordon, and we ran a Ralph Nader and Winona LaDuke for president and vice president, both in 1996. The Green Party is established based on four pillars: grassroots democracy, social and economic justice, nonviolence, and ecological wisdom. And basically what we're saying is setting forth our policies that when we invest our resources, we want to make sure we do not undermine our water, air, soil, and habitats, and that we build from that economies that give people full human dignity. Dignity defined as food, shelter, clothing, health care, education, transportation, and living wage jobs. So our social and natural world are in balance, sustainable. That is the goal. And there are a variety of ways of making this possible. One key area that we need to look at is our investment, for example, in energy. Minnesota imports 97% of its fuels. We spend about $9 billion a year on coal, oil, uranium, and gas. And what we can do in Minnesota is produce our own fuels in an efficient, renewable way, which will create social stability. And that's basically how can we do that? If we invest in energy-efficient technologies, we can save a great amount of the energy we use, up to 30%. If we invest in renewable energy, farmers now are getting paid, and we can continue this process by putting windmills on the land, as well as energy produced off the windmills. Farmers getting paid for crops for energy, so we can have diversified economies in rural Minnesota, keeping dollars as local as long as possible. That's one of the goals. And the other step that we can take is shifting from a low value flight of capital, clear cutting of our northern forests to farmers growing fiber for paper. So farm economies would be diversified, as well as we would work on setting up great economic systems that would lead towards the consumer and the farmer having a closer relationship, such as community-supported agriculture has shown us as a guide. Because what we need to do is take care of the soil and the groundwater of this state so the economy is strong well into the future. People that are willing to do that would lead towards farm trusts or no property taxes on farmland. That's one of the goals, and I think that that's a vision that offers the best economic plan in Minnesota right now. The other steps we can take to reduce our cost of living, reduce high taxes, is to build our cities for people and not cars. If we plan for pedestrian-friendly cities well into the future, we will have a more stable economic condition, so people can walk to their basic needs, to school, to the store. Then also we can establish bicycle freeways throughout the metro area, and then lead towards trains being built as anchors for our community and having bus feeder systems and park and rides. This is sound planning that's not being offered by the major parties at this time. We also want to move in the direction of making democracy healthier. A couple of areas. One is getting total public finance campaigns. That's one of the goals. Getting centralized private and corporate money out of financing our public officials and those same interests out of the state capital, which are filtering good citizen policy and not allowing the best democracy to move forward. And also, we're talking about proportional representation, which is practiced in every democracy in the world except in the United States and Canada. Basically, in a region, if you get 10% of the votes, you get 10% of the seats. So people that have some of the richest ideas may not have a lot of money, may not have a lot of access to political power, can get in and help us solve problems. Government's role is solving problems, justice, passing laws, rejecting laws, but it should not be a conduit for well-heeled financial interests. And so what the Green Party has to offer is a reshaping and towards a new transitional society that's healthier, stronger, and sustainable for future generations. So you have a chance for the first time ever to vote for Ken Pentel, Green Party candidate for governor. Walk in that booth, vote for what you believe in, not what you fear, or else we'll lose the integrity of our democracy. Thank you very much.